UW System President Kevin Riley says last semester the UW was able to help about 2,000 students with $1.76 million from the new fund for Wisconsin Scholars. Most of that help came through either grants or stipends. Administrators say a similar amount will be awarded for the spring semester. UW System spokesman David Giroux says this money comes from a private, nonprofit fund set up by a multi-million dollar gift from alumni John and Tasha Morgridge.
But really, in the end, the biggest sources of aid continue to be our federal and state government. Last year, the federal government accounted for about 43% of all the grants and outright scholarships given to UW students, and the state accounted for about 28%. At the state level, that's a dollar figure somewhere around $76 million. So we're talking about a serious annual commitment.
Giroux says while the UW system has strived to keep itself affordable, it lags in providing financial aid compared to other states, including Minnesota. He says they're working with Governor Doyle and lawmakers to find ways to fund the neediest of students in the next budget. UW administrators are also hoping that the federal stimulus package being worked on in Congress will pay off. A package the House approved last week includes nearly $16 million for Pell Grants and boosting work-study funding by nearly a half a billion dollars. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.